time. Bentley, I'm sure if you, you know, like you said, you hook the thing up to the programming software 100 times just to make one little change every time. But what annoys me, talking about what annoys Ron today, what annoys me with the hammy stuff, you know, it's the whole beta VHS thing all over again, only there's a lot more variables. You know, nobody ever really landed on a standard. You know, Fusion's very popular in some places. I think the first one to be digital and popular at all was D-Star, and that was more of a Southwest kind of, you know, Texas, Arizona kind of thing. You know, and then after that it was probably Fusion, then probably DMR, you know, which is, you know, that's Motorola Turbo by another name. And it's pretty easy to program once you figure it out. You know, it's really just a time slot and a color code. Whereas with P25, you know, there's no time slots for phase one. There's no color codes. There's NACs, you know, network access codes, normally three digits. Not that different than PL and DPL. You know, and the DPL is a little bit confusing when you're brand new because you got forward and reverse, you know, positive and negative. But the thing that annoys me with the ham stuff, and that's why I've always been partial to ICOM, is the intuitiveness of the programming, the fact, you know, how the software instinctively flows from one field to the next, or, you know, between modes, between channels, and I still, to this day, I think ICOM does it best. I think the ICOM programming, both the portables and the mobiles, I just kind of adapt to that better than anything else. In the ham world, Bofang is the absolute worst. Bofang is more difficult to program than, certainly than anything ICOM Kenwood Yaesu ever came up with.